This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, my lovelies.
Hey.
So, as it turns out, I heard yesterday on KCBS that there'd be like a little rain tomorrow, and then we're looking good for the weekend.
We're gonna be able to get out. I didn't want to believe that.
I didn't want to believe that.
Huge storm tomorrow.
Yeah, huge storm. Well, but it was supposed to be nice. Like the couple days after were fairly dry, and I have so many people who are gonna be at my house.
You're stoked.
Oh my god, it's gonna
be great.
I love
company.
Little kids love it when it's raining outside and they can't go outside. It's great. And then when they do go outside and they come in with their muddy feet, oh my god.
The best.
It's the best.
You know.
Yep, I do know.
You could have said no. Why didn't you?
No, I love them. I mean, I'm actually they're some of my favorite people. It's just, you know, when people you get that many people at your house, it's like, woo.
You can always leave.
Really? Where am I going to go?
I'll go take a walk.
I'll tell them
you'll be back.
Yeah. I'll see you guys later. I just love walking
in the rain.
Grab
a Pepsi.
Yeah, I got to go get it. See you guys in a second. I'll be back. I got to go get a Coke.
Breathe.
It's funny how you, well, in general, people stack stuff up. I always feel like if someone were to call me for a February, I'd be like, you guys, we just got done with Christmas. You got to give me a little space. I'm going to need. Like, call me in April. Let's talk about April.
Yeah. It is a terrible time to come visit.
Summertime even.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, for me, this is me. I have very low tolerance and coping skills are not great. I have problems. So for me, I'd be like, that can't happen. In fact, I'm already like, you guys, I have a wedding this year. I'm out.
Yeah.
That's it.
Game over.
That's the one event.
I need to have a wedding this year.
I can only have one event. Like, there's my thing. Like, I have one event.
I feel bad for them because we really are going to be trapped in the house. Like, it's not, like, a lot of times we'll go take people around town and, you know.
Feel bad for them or bad for yourself?
Have they been here before?
The parents have.
How long ago?
They came for my 50th.
Oh.
Yeah, was the last time, and my cousin Brad's been out a bunch of times.
It's the parents' responsibility to keep their family busy.
Go online and print out how many days?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
So 5 days. So go out and print, when you get home, print out the directions to any one of the many local things that you could do, the Cal Academy.
We'll definitely go there. That's indoors.
We
do things. When we have guests in town, Vinny, we're
to
with
help
them.
You
can't help me. I'm doomed.
And
thank
then
you for trying to help me.
You hand them the keys.
Oh, my God.
And you have a set day for each one of these events, and you say, here is your itinerary, and here is your ride. I'll take you to the airport on Thursday.
Yeah.
Whatever day that is.
I think they're going back Tuesday. They're getting in late on Thursday, so I won't see them then. And then they're leaving Tuesday.
That's your whole time off.
Yeah, that's why I took some time off, so I could be with my family at my house with nowhere to go and nothing to do. Yeah, the Cal Academy for sure. I love that place. We go there all the time anyway. My kids love it. I think I'm going to do...
Wait, you took time off this week?
No, next week, Monday and Tuesday.
Oh,
well, Monday's
Monday's a holiday, so we're off Tuesday.
We're off somewhere on Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure this isn't brand new.
No, I have that.
It's a good reminder, though.
Yeah, I can't. Mm-hmm. Back to the whole. I can't deal.
Yeah,
I don't. I've been having weeks, like a string of weeks, and today is no better.
Oh,
I got a
today
long
is,
day. Today,
I actually have nothing going on today.
Good for
I
you.
Can't. Honestly, I can't believe it. Tomorrow's packed. Thursday's packed. Friday's packed.
Tomorrow's packed?
For me.
The storm. But the storm.
I know. Actually, that's
run for it.
I can't.
You got to run.
Johnny Mosley's coming over. We're recording the podcast tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Wait, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, Bryn's like, wait a minute. Now I got something to do.
Bryn has something to do tomorrow, too.
Did he know that before?
Yes,
now?
He did know.
I did.
We have to confirm. Everyone has to be able to do it.
I didn't account for the storm and all that, you know?
Yeah.
Can't really
plan. Bryn, run for it, dude.
Don't run for it.
Just tell them you're busy. Tell them you have to work.
Take your big car to work tomorrow so that you don't have to worry about plugging in and you don't have to worry about...
Yeah, it's all-wheel drive, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to call Bryn out, but he's been forgetting a lot lately.
Oh.
I got a lot going on.
He's got a baby.
He's got a wedding at some point in the future.
Did you really just start that sentence with, I don't want to call Bryn out, but.
Yeah. You sure did.
But he has a pimple on his chin.
You do?
Oh, my God.
No, I don't, but, you know.
The other day.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
That
was messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hooman.
I didn't like that.
It's your problem, Hooman. You're the best.
I'm just saying, yes,
bachelor in America or whatever that gazette says.
That Moana Lani chick, she's the one for you.
Is she?
Yep.
And she wrote us.
Yeah, she was all psyched that we talked.
She wrote us and said, "You guys made my day. I heard what you were saying about me, and you made my day."
Anyway, as I was saying,
Jesus,
as I was calling Bryn out. Go ahead.
Last night, like we had this super amazing, fancy, badass dinner.
Oh, here we go. Oh. Plugging.
No.
Yes,
I'm just
yes. He and Yuzette went to dinner together at Liam Makelam's place.
And
Bryn too.
I was there too.
Oh boy, jeez.
Yeah.
I never got an invite for
you.
Right.
Well,
I
you
went.
The
but
Warriors
it's nice to be
game
invited.
The night before.
And I know.
What is wrong with you?
He's nonstop.
Are you trying to get away from your wife and your baby?
Yes.
No, that's not the case at all.
Oh, you didn't bring them to dinner?
No. I brought Johnny B.
Ah, Johnny B came out?
He came out. It was his day off.
Yeah, she was working. I couldn't bring Anita.
Mm.
Nice to see you all.
Thanks.
It's really, this better be a good restaurant.
I guess. So, one day off.
I can't think of a better way to spend it. So what's the name
of
the restaurant?
One damn day off and he's got to take you to dinner.
Well, I'm sure that's the standard.
Oh,
that's normal.
In the city, though?
Yeah, and we took Uber, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, so he wouldn't have to drive. We wouldn't have to worry about parking.
Oh, Liam's place. Oh, it's in Noe Valley.
It's in Noe Valley where I used to hang out, like, growing up. I went to this place all the time.
Oh, and now
it's
and
on
now,
Church and 24th Street.
It's called Noe's Cantina.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
right
an
in the corner.
Incredible location.
Oh, it sure is.
That's incredible.
Uh huh.
So, Liam, if Liam's been on our show a million times, maybe you're familiar. He's like sort of a Bay Area fixture. He's the foodie chap.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to any event, he hosts it.
Yeah. I was going to say.
He's really
you
good
kidding?
At hosting.
He is the Bay Area cockroach, that guy.
Oh, yeah. Man.
You can't
Damn.
Kill him.
Damn.
That's
was
weird.
Was this to celebrate anything in particular or just that he's got
he's
this new...
He's sort of having a soft opening for his
and what
new
is
restaurant.
The name of this restaurant?
Noe's Cantina.
Noe's Cantina.
Yeah.
And he it's always been
Valley.
Called that?
It's gone through some variations. Usually I feel like it's been Noe in the title.
Mm-hmm.
So called something else. But yeah.
It's Mexican comfort food.
Hmm.
It was good. We had
well,
chips,
he's a foodie
guacamole.
Chap. It's got to be good, right?
Yeah.
It better
tacos.
Be.
We had some ribs.
Did he
beans,
just bring you what
salad.
He wanted you to taste?
No, no.
You ordered.
He recommended a few things, but we ordered, you know, stuff for the table.
Did he eat
ate.
With you?
A little bit. Yeah, he took some alcoholic beverage shots.
Oh, yeah,
with
he
us.
Had a couple shots.
Oh, you
us.
Guys did shots last night.
Wow.
That seems like
not
a great.
Let's
Everyone just say.
Else. We did like
not
one
us.
Shot.
Let's just say shot.
Not us?
We did shot.
Yeah, we did shot.
We did shot.
We didn't do shots.
Hooman, you did shot?
I did half a. I did a shaw. I did a shaw.
He pushed
I did
out.
Half.
He did a
Yeah. Yeah, Bryn, you want the other half of my shaw?
Wait, yeah. No. Did he give it to John? Because John was sitting next to him.
Yeah. Well, John's a bigger guy.
That's
and John's
weird.
Like,
Hooman
there's nothing
out.
In here.
Oh, that's messed up, Vinny. That really hurt my feelings.
Well, take a shot for once in your life. Jeez.
Oh, man, Vinny.
God.
So,
yeah. Okay. He gave you guys Mexican candy that they make there.
No, they don't make it there. I'm not sure why he gave it to us.
Oh, did he give us Mexican? I thought
yeah,
he just gave us churros.
Desk. I ate the churros.
No, I think he gave us the candy to give to Sarah and Vinny. Like, hey, bring this.
I know, but yeah. I think we ended up opening it last night.
Well, clearly,
because so
I got no candy.
It's on the desk in the other room.
Yeah.
Oh, there is candy.
It's one of those logs you have to cut.
Oh, good. Well, then your tummy will hurt in, I don't know, 30 minutes.
You know, I actually, today I brought a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You did?
And some, yeah, I ate it in the office.
You already ate it?
I'm starving.
I figured you were eating a bar.
You seem hungry.
No, I'm hungry all the time now. Yeah. I don't, something has happened to me. Like, I used to... No, we're not.
We're pregnant!
No.
We're pregnant!
It's probably just the opposite.
Yeah, probably. Like, things have changed. Like, I'm hungry all the time now. It's like, it's awful. And I brought, like, carrot sticks and celery. So.
Oh, good for you.
You want to hear something trippy?
Yes.
Your pig?
I know.
So.
Oh, I put up a post real quick if you wanted to go to the Alzheimer's73 Instagram. Back over to Evening.
There's this girl I know that I grew up with. And I would say I know her. Because I know her, I grew up with her, but I haven't talked to her in probably 30 years. You know how we
friends
all...
Friends on Facebook or something?
Yeah, well, you know, all the high school kids hit you. Okay, so this girl had... And I only know this from Facebook, really, because we stopped talking after high school.
Yeah.
Like everybody does. Mm-hmm. But she had a marriage and two kids... And then a divorce, and I know that through the photos that you see, you know,
regression.
Suddenly there's the guy's no longer in the photo.
He's scrubbed clean.
Right, he's out of there. And then a new guy moves into the photos as they're
funny.
Being posted, and then there's a, you know, a wedding announcement, and then I want to say, like, I don't know, 3 years ago, there was a baby.
Oh.
A new baby. Like, holy crap.
Like late 40s new baby.
She's having a baby in her mid-40s, mm-hmm. something like that. So my buddy, Billy, you know Billy.
Sure.
Billy goes, dude, you're not going to believe this. Did you see that so-and-so's having another kid? Mm-hmm. And I go...
Another one?
I go, dude, come on. We're old, but it's a it's Throwback Thursday. Come on. She's like, and he goes, no. Another kid, a new baby. And I go, no, we're 49, dude. There's no babies at 49.
Mm. There's a baby.
Wow.
Baby, 49.
Well, it happens. I mean, people get surprised with that crap
sometimes.
What do
you say, Sarah?
I actually think that they
I'm 52. Even at 49, it was a hard no, but 52 is like it's like the hardest no.
Did Bridget Nielsen just have a kid and she's 57 or something like that.
Oh, my God, really?
Oh, really?
Something
she's got an alcohol problem.
Oh, well, I think she's cleaned up a lot.
I know.
Let's hope so for the baby's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah, 54 years old.
Oh, she's 54.
She's gave birth.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, boy. I always wonder, too, because a lot of times, like, my friend Greer got pregnant when she was, like, 46 or 47.
Yeah, I remember
that. And that was, they weren't trying. She figured, I'm past my point of... that ever happening again. No, not using any birth control, and suddenly she's got a 4-year-old now or whatever it is.
So I told that story at dinner last night,
mm-hmm.
and the missus goes, oh my God, a baby at 50. And I go, yeah, right, I know, I told you.
Yeah, that's me right now.
I wasn't really into another baby. Remember when I told you that? She's like, oh, you're not, you get all right, well, you do got me there. I'm not really doing this
just
stuff.
The one that you're not having.
I mean, it.
But you are still financially responsible
well,
for
right.
it. It is set on your shoulders.
And that crying sound, it comes for all ears.
It doesn't pick and choose.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm reading this article about Brigitte, and she was saying, you know, after she gave birth, Jeff Goldblum called her and said, how you doing? Because he was 66 when he was 64 and he just had a baby. He's 66 now with his wife, who was 36.
Hmm.
There was a story this morning, or yesterday, was it, that a man, just him and his wife are having a baby, and he's hella old.
Dudes can keep on doing
like 69 or something.
Look at Mick Jagger and Rod Stewart and all these older
all
rock stars.
Life,
they all have like little
dudes,
babies.
They, right? You know, they're just all, what? Well, let me throw some money at that.
But the thing is that they don't, it doesn't tick like that for them. Like, you know, I mean, physically, mm-hmm. like mentally, right. You're like, I'm sorry, I'm 50. I'm not having another kid. But when you're 75 and you're Rod Stewart and you're rich and everything's still working, like, is there no degradation in the sperm, or is there, you know,
oh, I think there, I absolutely think there is, yeah. but I also think you might still have,
I mean, you're tossing a lot of swimmers.
Yeah. So hopefully the strong ones are the ones that make it.
Well, that's how it works.
She had to use IVF.
Use IVF.
Said she was on a lot of...
All still worked.
She said she was sick all the time.
I bet she was. Seems like a little bit past it.
Well, you got two more years, sir.
So anyway...
No, I don't have two more years.
You're telling me there's a chance.
No.
You're pregnant.
Oh, my God. There's no chance.
You're just hungry. That's where we started, because you're very hungry.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So I'm hungry. But, I've been eating those bars.
Yeah,
and they're just all of the different bars.
They're so delicious.
They're like I don't want to eat a candy bar every morning. You know what I mean?
Totally.
There's something
about... What do you want?
I just want to not be hungry all the time. I want some Dexatrim. Remember when you used to have that? It was like...
No.
That's a chick thing, I guess.
I never took diet pills.
Oh, man, I took diet pills all the time.
You did?
Yes.
Man, all that smoking, all those Coca-Colas, and now diet pills?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez,
I have Dexatrim.
It's going to outlive us all. Watch.
It's always the people who do the worst abuse.
White lines.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I keep seeing pictures of Artie.
Oh,
the comedian with
his. If that's not an ad for not doing cocaine,
he keeps making the news for different reasons. Yeah, it was heroin and coke that he snorts.
Gross.
But the dude's nose is sliding, falling down his face.
Yeah.
There's no soft tissue, no, what's it called? Cartilage.
The cartilage?
The cartilage has been burned away.
Is he going to recover?
You
mean get sober?
You might get sober, but he's going to have reconstructive surgery to have that nose be a nose again.
They can do the ear
cartilage. Take the ear cartilage.
Even a rib they'll take from.
Well, no point in fixing it till he gets some clean time.
I did some research. Men's sperm, the defective ones, they get rid of them. Your body gets rid of them. But as you get older, it stops doing that. As much, so
there's a better chance that a defective one would get.
Correct.
It has a strong tail. It's a strong swimmer, but it's
defective.
Defective.
Mm-hmm. But it's got a dented head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where I am.
But the dying off decreases with age.
Poor dented head sperm.
Should have worn a helmet.
Men over 35.
No,
over 35.
That's where it starts.
Not 35.
Yes, women, 35.
Oh, man.
Women, don't worry. Men have babies into their 80s.
Yeah, but
isn't Roddy McDowell 79 when he had a baby?
He told me at least there's probably a quarter of my guys.
Oh no,
that
they're dented,
heads.
Right? They're all like.
I don't believe that for me. Maybe for others.
They're dummies. They're dummies.
Use it anyway, man.
It's true. I don't use it anyway.
Yeah, it's true. What do you care? You can cut that thing off. You have no need for it.
Oh, that's messed up.
Someone at 650 said, use that. It was Richard Garrett, 69, just had a child.
Oh. Good for him. That's
how
wonderful.
Old was Mick Jagger when he knocked up that ballerina?
Tony Randall.
It wasn't that long ago.
Tony Randall. I don't think
I'm
not Roddy McDowell.
31. She's 31. Oh, he was 73.
That's cool.
Damn, Mick.
Great.
He's a rock star.
Doesn't look like any of his.
He's
stuff.
The rock star.
Yeah. No, they're dented. That just that more of the dented ones are still alive when time comes to make somebody pregnant. They're right there, and they have their tails are just as strong as the not dented heads.
I think their tails are weak too.
They're not tail. Strong tails. Strong swimmers.
Strong.
Dented heads. Dummies. Dummy sperms.
Yep.
Stupid sperms.
I can hear him now. Der George.
Der George. I think I found the egg. Here we go. I'm already dented. I'm going for it. Go dunk, dunk, dunk. He's banging his head against the egg.
Yeah, I know. We got it.
It's the egg.
In case you wanted to know. But that sound effect was.
Painted a great picture there.
Do the ding, ding, ding.
What'd you say?
So you painted a great picture there.
Yeah,
thank you so much. I mean,
I like the Dirt George. Dirt George, I'm a sperm.
That's going to be great out of context.
Yeah, that really is.
Well,
they do have a singular focus, those sperms. They only are supposed to go to one spot.
They have one job.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Find an egg.
Right.
Find the egg. Find it. It's
Smash.
Hard to get pregnant, actually. Like, when you think about, what actually has to happen and all the stars that have to be aligned. Like, we have won lotteries to be here, you know. And if you, you know, you, bless us, we haven't, it wasn't a dummy sperm. Or maybe it was.
Yeah, I don't know.
These overlords laughing at us, right?
Do you want to know why Brigitte wanted to have this kid?
Because she loves babies?
No, because she has four boys and she'd been trying for a girl.
Did she get a girl?
She did. Frida. Ah.
Frida.
Frida Desi. D-E-S-S-I.
Frida!
Oh, good for her.
That's great. Her, the girl's role model will be a grandma. Oh.
All right. We start.
Get her young nanny.
Sarah's feisty today, everyone. Duck and cover.
Yeah.
I'm just so hungry.
It's
so hungry all the time.
Get her something to eat.
I have some crunchy things to eat.
All right, listen. I've got a secret stash of like
organic
oatmeal bars. You want one?
No, I don't. Yeah. I told you I don't want any more bars. I'm so done with bars. I've just been eating bars.
It's my secret stash.
They bind you up. Vinny told me, and I didn't believe him. It's like, oh my God, what's happening?
You want a Reese's peanut butter cone?
Are you constipated right now?
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. Thanks for asking.
I told you. That's when I tried a complete meal replacement. It wasn't, it wasn't one a day. It was like four a day. Mm. I was just eating those.
Mm.
And yeah, it was a problem.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's a lot for those things.
Well, that was all he was eating.
Right. Four meal replacements a day?
I was just trying not to eat food.
So he hates food.
Wait a minute. Is this a shake?
Well, it's not that I hate food.
Is the meal replacement a shake?
No,
they were
bars.
Oh, it's a bar.
Yeah, he was eating four bars a day instead of three meals and a snack.
Mm.
Didn't work out.
Why don't you try that pill that Sarah used to take? What's that called?
Dexatrim.
Dexatrim?
I want to get some of that. Do they still sell
Dexatrim? Let's check Amazon, everybody.
I like Dexatrim too because it was a little speedy, you know?
Well, isn't that why
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting your fix. Mm. I quit Coke, but this Dexatrim is delicious.
Yeah, it's still on sale. Yeah, Amazon.com.
Huh? Right. The world's best diet pill.
Yeah, it's a good.
You know,
diet
but then
pill.
You might get shaky. You may not be able to sleep.
That's what it does.
Well, I'll take it first thing in the morning.
Right.
It's a hunger blocker.
Yeah. It worked, too. You were not hungry. You didn't think about
so
food.
Here's the side effects of Dexatrim.
All right,
you ready?
Yes.
Do we have enough time?
Yeah,
sure,
why
what
not?
The hell?
It's just a few. Acne, hair loss.
Oh.
Facial hair growth.
Oh, you want that.
Well,
deeper
I
voice
want
in women.
Ooh, all right.
Deeper voice, Sarah.
What's going on? Upset stomach.
Mm-hmm.
High blood pressure.
Mm.
So that's it.
That's
okay.
It? Oh, that's it. Yeah. Wow. So death is not
pretty
an option.
Short.
Yeah, death is not.
A pretty short list of side effects. I've seen some commercials where I don't
failure.
Even know what the drug is for, and there's a like, why do I want
leakage
this?
Leakage in places you don't want.
Right. Exploding hemorrhoids, you know, it and
says,
death.
It says if you overdo it, you could get a. Oh boy, how do you say this? Hemorrhagic stroke.
Oh,
hemorrhagic.
Well. I'm going to probably just eat stuff instead of...
Stick to the carrots.
KLLC, KLLC, HD, 1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny.
Drag us into music, Sarah.
Show.
By one arm.
This is Coast New Music. It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.